If it's a sports story you're talking about, you can guarantee they'll be talking about it. Unless it's something like arena football. This is Sportsnet Magazine Live on Sportsnet 590.
Another thing coming out of the GM meetings in Florida was the talk of the expansion possibility and a decision likely to be made before the June 24th draft in Buffalo this season. I've gone back and forth on what I believe the NHL would do here. It seemed like when it was accepting bids, the league accepting expansion bids, it seemed almost fait accompli that Vegas was going to be there. There was going to be an NHL team in Las Vegas as soon as humanly possible, whether Quebec joined them, maybe up in the air. Since then, I can't imagine Quebec being an NHL city in even the next 5 years. And even Vegas seems like it might be a stretch here in a couple years. It seems like the NHL, I mean, you keep hearing the word if out of Gary Bettman's mouth. Are you guys getting the same kind of indication from this league?
Yeah, I mean, June's not that far away.
No.
And even though it's still chilly in many parts of the country. And the thought that, you know, people really, we're talking about two teams in 2017-2018. Now I feel like we'll be, I don't want to say lucky because I really don't care either way, but I'd say a little bit surprised if we have one at this point.
Yeah, I think we'd officially be surprised if they do decide to expand. I think we can't underestimate the amount of pushback that the NHL will get from some of its owners who feel like, well, this expansion fee we're going to get is great. Everyone loves money put in their hands. But what's the deal 4 years from now? Are we going to be bailing out this team because we went somewhere where this can't work?
Is it going to be another Phoenix Coyotes?
Yeah,
situation?
I mean, that's right. And I mean, as much as the NHL has solidified some of its other markets, and that's great, I still think to some degree it knows it's taking a risk when it's going to these places where hockey isn't established. It's not in the blood. There's no pro sports in Vegas, and we still don't really know exactly how that's going to play out. So, you know, we probably all got a little ahead of ourselves. And realistically, in Canada, we probably got a little too amped up about the notion that Quebec City could again have a team. We, of course, saw the Jets come back. So you had that precedent, and it really felt like something that could happen. And I do think that to some degree, the league likes Quebec City as a ready-made place where, right, if possible, if they need to, they can move a team. If something takes a bad turn somewhere else, they can say, well, you know what we got in our back pocket? This place where the people love hockey. They'll basically take it under any condition.
Yeah.
It's a nice out for them to have.
Well, and it's great leverage, right? You know, the city council doesn't want to build you a new stadium.
We'll move you to Quebec.
Arena. Guess what? Quebec is looking for a team. They're willing. They're ready. I don't want to say Quebec is a side piece, but they are, right? The little hotline bling that you have in the phone that you can call at any time. So I do think, and I feel in the NFL, they had that for so long with LA. Guess what, Minnesota? Guess what, San Diego? You better be on your P's and Q's or else we'll take this team and we'll move it to a big market. So it'll be interesting. And as far as Las Vegas goes, you're right, because it is a very transient city and it doesn't have one with any, never mind a long history, with the game of hockey. I feel like I would wait until the NBA goes there, because there is a basketball bloodline there because of UNLV, and let them figure out the arena and figure out how they're going to sell ticket packages to hotels and conferences. And then we'll just piggyback off of that.
But isn't there an advantage to being first to Vegas if you're NHL team?
Probably, yeah.
Well, I think there's more than prestige, because it seems like they're ready for professional sports in Vegas. Aren't you creating a real serious loyalty from the people of Las Vegas? If you're the first team, if you're finally the league that stands up and says, "All right, we're moving to Las Vegas. We have a franchise in Las Vegas. It's the first ever professional North American major league to be in Vegas." Won't you gain a level of loyalty from the fans that maybe the second or third team is not going to get?
Certainly, but I just don't know how you balance out that benefit at the same time taking into factor the risk that you may have to mitigate, because it is literally uncharted waters. You could have the 10 best actuarial scientists in North America to tell you what it's going to mean for hotels and what it's going to mean for the economy and what it's going to mean for people who are looking for a reason to go to Vegas. And now that there's an NHL team, you know, even more Canadians make the flock and hit up the red eye to go out there. But until it happens, I'm just not certain you want to go down that road blindly.
This is Sportsnet Magazine Live.